There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. I'm Trevor.
And I'm Rob, and welcome to our pre-Oscar show.
It's our pre-Oscar show.
It's our pre-Oscar show. We did our pre-Oscar show 2 weeks ago with the Reality TV Awards.
We're on the red carpet right now.
Yes. Yes, I'm sitting here in Nebraska with a Mountain Dew in my hand and in sweatpants.
You know what I'm going to be watching? It won't be the Oscars tonight.
What are you going to be watching
tonight? I've been saving House of Cards.
Yeah, that's Friday.
Yeah.
That comes Friday. Yeah, the Walking Dead's on tonight, so I've got that.
So I'm getting ready.
Although I don't know.
The third season of House of Cards is up on Netflix already.
No, it's next Friday. It's Friday.
It's Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, why is it showing in my Netflix is like recently added?
Nah.
Are they screwing with me?
They're screwing with you.
Oh, jeez. They just put that up there as like a placeholder?
I think they did.
Wow. I was going to binge watch a little House. Oh.
I'm going to go to the House of Cards right now here on my computer. Season 3 on February 27th.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
And I thought it was being good. I thought it must have been put out on Friday. You know what?
Yep.
I'm going to wait until Sunday night. People will be watching the Oscars. Well,
you got
watch
till
four
next
or five
Sunday.
Episodes right in a row.
You've got till next Sunday.
Because that's a show I really want to... I don't want to watch it, like, one at a time. I need to block out, like, 5 hours and then another 5 hours.
Well, last year when season 2 came out, I started it Friday night, and by Sunday afternoon I was done.
The problem is, usually I start watching it, and I finish it. Last year I tried to savor it,
yeah.
And I ended up being done in 2 weeks instead of the one day that was for the first season.
Yeah, I am going to slow it down this time.
This time you're going to try to...
Yeah,
spread it out.
I can't.
Limit yourself to 3 episodes a week.
I can't do that weekend thing again. It's just too much. Just too much for me.
So, well, last year they had the hook, right? Because they pushed Kate Mara into the train. And then I ended up watching. I'm going to slow it down. I'm only going to watch 1 episode a day.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden that happens.
But that's their fucking opener. They splatter a bitch across the train track.
All of a sudden I'm sitting there and I've watched 6 episodes like, shit, I was going to savor it this time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've got to hold out. I've got to. So anyway, we had our reality TV awards.
Yeah,
2 weeks ago now, February 8th.
So took a week off.
Everybody needs to go back and listen to that show.
Absolutely.
In episode 483 for us, it was the 2014 Reality TV Awards. We gave out a lot of awards, and people are still talking on Twitter.
It's a very popular award.
It is. It's highly coveted.
Mm-hmm.
Highly coveted. But tonight, we want to focus on the Amazing Race cast.
Absolutely.
Because the Amazing Race, well, Survivor starts Wednesday, and then the Amazing Race starts Wednesday, but then moves to its regular time on Friday.
And I have to make sure Survivor, to check the DVR and make sure Survivor tapes.
Yeah.
I've had that situation happen before in previous seasons where they change the name to, like, Survivor such and such,
yeah.
And DVR doesn't recognize it and doesn't tape it. Because I try not to watch that live. I always will. In fact, I try to watch every show like a couple hours or a couple days after they originally air, so I can fast forward through the commercials.
Sure.
But especially with Survivor, because I don't. You know, for me, commercials hinder my watching of that show.
No, I'll probably watch the season opener live, just because you can tweet it and you know, talk about it. But yeah, I like to start it late so I can fast forward through commercials. But I don't have a TVR right now. My satellite receiver took a dive.
Oh, wow.
So tomorrow I get a new one, and so I'll have to reprogram everything anyhow. So
that hurts.
Yeah, so there's no Oscars in my house tonight.
No. Oh, God, you can't watch TV at all?
I've got nothing.
Oh, gee. Well,
I signed up. So I signed
up. I was about to say, doesn't your cable company give you an app on your phone to watch that one?
No. Because it's through Dish Network. And so, yes, I can watch, but it pulls directly from my receiver. So if my receiver's not working, I have nothing to watch.
So wait, do you still have the internet?
Yeah, I still have the internet.
If you have the internet, doesn't Dish Network have a dishnetwork.com you can type in?
No, because it's using Slingbox, and it pulls off of your receiver. And if your receiver's inoperable...
Oh, God, so it's not like a general...
No.
Oh, no. That stinks.
I signed up free for 7 days for Sling TV, which I get ESPN, TBS, TNT, Travel Channel. It's only like 10 channels you get.
So not having House of Cards is really damaging in your house.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. But yeah, my DVR took a dive on me Wednesday where
Between Netflix and Hulu, you should be able to get through the night.
See, and I can't do Hulu anymore. I got so fucking tired. And we're going to get to the Amazing Race cast. Hold on, people.
I was going to say, between Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime, you can write out anything.
Can't fucking stand Hulu. I'm sorry, I'm not paying $8 a month to watch more fucking ads. I just can't deal with it.
Now, my thing with Hulu, I like Hulu, but to me, Hulu is just kind of like, it's almost like a DVR.
Yeah.
In the sense that it's just basically a website that shows you TV shows that were on like the night before, a week or two before. So really, Hulu only comes into play for me if my DVR didn't work.
Yeah. I can't deal with the fucking ads.
Or if I'm in some like area of the country or world where I don't have a DVR.
Yeah.
I can't access my own DVR.
Yeah, I don't like Hulu one bit. I subscribed to it for a while, and I was like, I'm done paying for this bullshit. I pay you so I don't have to look at ads. That's why Netflix rocks and Amazon rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And DVR rocks.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the Amazing Race cast.
Sure.
This year is a little different than years past, and yes. I'm concerned. I think
this first team I opened up, I would be. I mean, this team's the obvious favorite.
Right? I know, right? This is the first team. This is the only team I've looked at so far. Because I opened this team up.
The team that we're discussing is Allie and Steve, assuming. We're both.
Yep.
I mean, this clear and prohibitive favorite right here.
Olympic athletes.
And it looks like they've been dating for some time.
7 months. I mean, they met at the Sochi Olympics. They were both competing for the USA in different sports.
I mean, I'm installing them as my favorite.
Yeah, me too.
Like, definite Final Four, if not, you know. I haven't read through the other teams yet to make my prediction for who wins, but it's going to be really tough for me not to pick these two.
Let's see. Allie says that her accomplishment she's most proud of is, winning an Olympic bronze medal and competing in two Olympic Games. She's a bronze medalist!
This is like the super Nick and Star.
Yeah. And Steven, I'm most proud of winning two bronze medals at the Sochi Olympic Games in Russia and double gold at the 2012 World Championships.
Well, I mean, this is the favorite.
I wonder what they do. It just says Olympic athlete.
Well, nowadays, you probably get sponsorships for what sports you play and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's probably all they have to do.
They're probably underwater basket weavers. That's my guess.
But, I mean, definite favorites right here.
So a team with a pre-existing relationship has a far and above better chance of winning this, right?
Especially if you're two former Olympic athletes.
Especially if you're two former Olympic athletes, exactly. But these people who come in with just meeting their partner on the spot don't stand a chance.
No, I wouldn't think so.
So up next is Bergen and Kurt. And it looks like these two are paired on the spot. Right?
Yeah. All male team are kind of younger. You would think that this could work.
Yeah. Human resources project manager, though, is Bergen, and a pageant consultant for Kurt.
So not two Olympic athletes.
Not two Olympic athletes.
But still, it looks like they're active. They're young. Both have good jobs.
But they don't have a pre-existing relationship. These two meet on the spot. I feel like that puts you at such a huge disadvantage.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't feel like I can put a team, unless we see somebody who really blows me away, I can't put a team who meets on the spot in the Final Four.
I agree. I'm going to agree with you.
Up next is Blair Townsend, and this name sounds really familiar for some reason. And Haley. So Blair and Haley. It almost looks like they are a... well, maybe they're a pre-existing couple. They're both single. They're both from Florida. I don't know what to think of these two.
I don't think they're pre-existing.
Well, you think they meet on the spot.
Yeah, they're both single, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I bet you're right. Again, active physician and registered nurse. I don't know. I can't. I'm kicking a dead horse here. What are your thoughts, Trevor?
Blair is a physician, so that means he's pretty smart.
Yeah. Why does that name sound familiar? Blair Townsend.
Maybe he's your doctor.
No, he's from Florida.
You're in Disney World. Did you get hurt?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Ran over to the hospital.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, Dr. Townsend, it's me again.
Okay, so CJ and Libya?
Yes.
They are dating. So this is a pre-existing relationship.
So you would think these two have an advantage.
Known for 15 years and dating for 10.
So probably a real advantage. So they've known each other forever.
Yeah. So CJ,
Olympic athletes.
I used to slam her locker shut every morning in high school just after she opened it. He's in information technology, and she is a medical support assistant at the VA Medical Center.
Okay, so both
smart people.
It's both smart. Yeah, honestly, I would probably rank them second behind the Olympic athletes from what we've read right now.
I would arguably, I'd say he's probably the smartest one of the, you know, with my previous experience, he's probably definitely the smartest one of the whole cast.
I would say so. I know you're excited to see a fellow information
yeah,
technology.
Yeah, finally somebody in IT. I don't think we've ever had anybody in IT on The Amazing Race before.
Rob's got his favorite.
Yeah. I like these guys. Again, but a pre-existing relationship. They've known each other for 15 years. They've been dating since CJ was 16 years old. She was 15. They've been dating that long. I agree.
I have these two. Right now, they're my second pick.
Yeah.
Next one up is Harley and Jonathan.
Yeah, and they're also dating for 7 years.
So you think
they
have an advantage?
Yeah. Pet peeve about your teammate? His complaining. Uh-oh. It's never a good thing when you're...
You know what though? Since they've known each other for so long, I'm assuming. Wait, this guy's a member of New Kids on the Block?
Yes, this is the one, isn't it? Is this the one? There is a New Kids on the Block kid in here in this cast.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah, says I am a member
Jonathan
of New Kids
Knight.
On.
Yep.
No, it's funny as we read his name and didn't even know that. Right?
No,
after
I had
that.
No idea. I knew there was a New Kid on the Block though.
We should have caught that.
But didn't know who it was. Did not know who it was. When did New Kids on the Block really hit?
Sometime, like, I don't know, 20 years ago?
84 to 94, with New Kids on the Block. What the fuck?
His partner is a trainer, a boot camp trainer, so he must be in pretty good shape.
Wow.
This team could be good. I'm going to rank them third behind the Olympic athletes, CJ and Libya, I'm gonna put them solid three. So right now they're in my final four.
Yeah, I agree. We're just gonna pick the teams that have a pre-existing relationship because we're so biased on this.
Well, I'm just saying I think it's gonna be really tough for team that just met each other to not, you know, want to rip each other's eyes out. Meanwhile, these people have known each other 7 years, 15. The other one,
yep.
The other one's like 2 years, but they're Olympians. So that's like 20. So, but it's. I'm gonna rank them third. I'm putting them in my third spot tentatively.
Here, I have a couple questions though on this whole New Kids on the Block thing. One is he gonna get recognized?
No,
I don't think so either. And two, has the New Kids on the Block money ran out?
I don't think so, to be honest.
Oh, I wouldn't think so either. They were on tour.
Weren't they on tour like a year ago?
2008, there's a picture of them here on tour. They were on Dick Clark and Ryan Seacrest's New Year's show in 2011.
That's relatively recent.
And the group received a Hollywood Walk of Fame star in October of 2014.
I'm guessing he's not out of money. I think he's doing all right. Probably not as well as Donnie is, though, since he has his own hit TV show on CBS. But I think he's doing all right.
Yeah, I just can't believe he's doing The Amazing Race.
You know, I mean, shit, why not? The problem is that you want to do The Amazing Race? Sure, I'll race for $1 million.
No way he gets recognized, though, right?
There's not a chance. He gets recognized. The only way he gets recognized is if somebody puts somebody else up out on. Are you Jonathan from the New Kids on the Block?
You and I have a better chance of being recognized than they do, right? Or he does. That's mean.
No worries about that happening.
Up next is Jackie and Jeffrey. It looks like they. Oh, she's a professional dancer. What does that mean? From Las Vegas.
No idea. I mean, they have a lot of, like, shows there and whatnot. This team just got paired up, so...
Yeah.
I'm not... I'm a little skeptical.
She was a Miami Heat dancer for a while.
Okay.
When she was 18.
No, Las Vegas has a lot of, like, reviews and whatnot. I think it's pretty prestigious if you're actually out there doing that.
It's not all titty shows then, huh?
Definitely not.
Couldn't have proved it by me, but.
Definitely not. No, I think it's I think that's like if you're really, really good, that's like a place to land.
Yeah. Yeah, this team is definitely a combined meet on the spot team. And he's an account executive in sales from Tampa, Florida. Young team, she's 27 and he's 26. So.
I'm going to rank them tops of the newly paired teams.
Okay, I'll give you that. Who's
and
next?
You know what? Maybe they beat out the next team coming up that's been dating for, or married, dating.
Jeff and Lydia? How do you say her name?
Jeff and Lydia, dating Lydia. For 4 years, known each other for 20.
Wow. How do you know somebody for 20 years and go, huh, we should date? We've known each other. You know what? We've known each other for 16 years. Let's date. I don't know how that comes up, to be honest.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's interesting.
Yeah, I don't give these two a whole lot of a chance.
In fact, I'll take that other team and I'll make them four.
Although, he's an airline pilot, so...
Ooh, he might have an advantage at the travel hub.
And she's a flight attendant.
Ooh, maybe I'll put them in for it.
Man, that's tough to beat, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've got some knowledge.
Yeah.
It depends on, I mean, I don't know. So much of the Amazing Race is won or lost at the airport that gives them a slight edge over everyone else. If I found out they were flight attendant and airline pilot, I'd definitely align myself with them. Like
somebody, you never know. Somebody might.
Oh yeah, I think you have to.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to. So who's next?
Up next is Jelani and Jenny, and it looks like they're recently paired up.
Yes, lawyer, and she's a blogger/lawyer.
I don't like their chances only because two lawyers just meeting each other for the first time.
Yeah. They're going to sue each other on the spot.
I definitely see some arguing amongst these teams.
Depends on what kind of lawyers they are.
It really does, actually. Are they the kind that, yeah. Or,
are they both defense attorneys?
Yeah. I've watched a lot of Law and Order.
I currently have equity interest in an internet startup where I negotiate deals with Fortune 500 companies. I'm also a sports agent, Jelani says.
Okay. And then she's a blogger and /player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you go from being a lawyer to saying, fuck it, I'm going to be a blogger?
Maybe she just didn't like the law.
Maybe.
I don't have them making my Final Four.
No, I don't either.
Next up is Matt and Ashley. They're dating. They're from Scarsdale, New York. They've known each other for 10 years and been together for 3.
Again, hey, we've known each other for 7 years. Let's go out on a date.
I don't know. That seems a touch more reasonable. Maybe she was dating somebody else.
Maybe.
He was like, you know, he's kind of waiting it out.
Maybe. He's a master hairstylist.
Maybe they met each other and they like he was in like 5th grade and he didn't work up the courage to ask her out until like
no, because
he was a senior in high school.
It says he's known each other for 10 years and he's 30.
Oh, so that means he met her. Well, shit. I don't know. I'm not a theorist.
He's a master hairstylist and she's just a hairstylist.
What's the difference between a master hairstylist and a hairstylist?
Yeah, what is the difference? You tell me.
I have actually great style with my hair, I think.
You are?
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
But I do style it up very nice.
We've seen pictures of you on the internet, Trevor.
No. Do you remember our first interview ever with a celebrity, which was a hairstylist?
Yeah.
Kobe Archa.
Kobe, yeah. Colby.
He was a fantastic interview, too.
Yeah, he was. God, that was fun.
That was like 2 hours of awesome.
That was 400 episodes ago.
That was like 2 hours. I was so happy. I was even DVR. Well, I'd watch his show on Bravo just to try to get him a ratings point. That was before DVR, so I just had to turn the show on.
Yeah, I think we did that in episode 28, and now we're on 483. So it was more than 400 episodes ago,
mm-hmm.
Or 484. This is 484. My God, we're coming up on 10 years, Trevor.
I know.
What's up with that?
That's awesome.
What's wrong with this picture? I like these two, honestly. Because he looks athletic. She looks athletic.
I'm going to put them in my Final Four. So my Final Four is them. I got them. I got the Olympians.
Oh, yeah.
I got CJ and Libya. And who is my other Final Four on? Shit. Who's the other long-time dating couple?
I got to go back to the page. CJ and Libya, the Olympians. The Backstreet Boy or New Kid on the Block?
Yes, that's it. So those three.
We forgot him already.
Yes, the New Kids. So I got the Olympians, the New Kids, CJ and Libya, and this team right now is my Final Four.
Yeah, I think I kind of have to agree with you. And the Olympians win. The Olympians are millionaires.
Right now, I'd be stunned if the Olympians don't win. This
I thing. Know. And I'll even be more stunned if they're the first ones out.
Yeah, if that happens, it'll be a big upset.
It will be a huge upset. Yeah, I like these guys, too. I like these guys, too. And by the way, I'm going to be calling them Backstreet Boys all season. It's not New Kids on the Block. It's just going to be Backstreet Boys. So mean.
Our next one is like a combination of BJ and Tyler and Meta. Who's that goth team?
Yeah. Oh God, what were their names?
Who's the girl on that goth team?
Oh, the goths from The Amazing Race. I gotta Google it now. Kent and Vixen.
Yes, this would be like if Vixen teamed with BJ.
And BJ really let himself go. In terms of he ate way too many peanut butter M&Ms. That's so mean.
So
Rochelle Nevelle and Mike Wazowski is his name.
Yes.
Is Mike Dombrowski.
Dombrowski.
Mike Wazowski.
All right.
You know people are calling him Mike Wazowski. People aren't calling him Mike Wazowski. You're so fucking taken. Then they're dating. They've known each other. They've been dating for 8 months.
They have a natural advantage. We should give. Let's see here. What we got here?
What's the natural advantage, Trevor?
I like roller derby and paddleboarding.
Who's the paddleboarder? Is she the paddleboarder?
Wow. She's the paddleboarder.
Okay, she does roller derby and snowboarding. Wow. She does it all.
Oh, she likes Sons of Anarchy. She says her teammate reminds her of Opie from Sons of Anarchy. I like that show, too. That show is awesome.
I started the first episode of that today.
The show is fantastic.
Meh.
It was tremendous. Stick with it.
I stopped halfway through the first episode.
Don't give up on it. So it was really, really good.
Maybe after House of Cards.
Yeah, after House of Cards. Watch like the first 5 of Sons of Anarchy. You'll be hooked.
Okay. She's a contract engineer who does work for AT&T. So she's really smart.
Yeah, definitely.
What does his shirt say? I love what?
I was trying to read that as well. I was kind of pausing. I'm on my cell phone though, so the picture's not big enough.
Yeah, it's not big enough on my computer either. Oh my god. I guess. It takes all kinds to make the world go around. Who's next, Trevor?
Next up is Tyler and Laura.
Yes.
He's the co-founder of Horse. I used to play that in my backyard all the time. Old basketball. What?
Yeah. But this is not the game of horse. He didn't invent the game of horse.
I was just saying, it'd be pretty hard since I was playing it 20 years ago.
Yeah, he invented the game of horse when he was 6. What is Horse? It's a developed mobile apps focused on turning social interactions into fun and competitive games. We just released the beta version of our first game, Horse. He's on here to promote his app.
Hey, more power to him. I mean, if I were him, I'd run around with a t-shirt that said Horse on it, dude.
Download Horse and then have a QR code so people can scan it.
If they put you on the show, you'd have a t-shirt that says RFF Radio, hat, sweatpants.
Oh, yeah.
One side radio.
Tattooed on my ass, and I'd be mooning the camera the whole time.
Fire him and say horse on everything I own. Horse.com.
Co-founder of Horse. Come up with a better name. She's a talent booker from LA, and he does apps from Santa Monica. And they were introduced on the show, obviously, because they're both single.
I'm not bumping my... I have my Final Four set. Pretty easy Final Four.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. There's nothing much controversial here.
No.
Although, none of the teams that we say are going to make it to the Final Four.
They're all making it to the Final Four.
They have to.
I'm confident.
I am confident this year.
I'm really confident.
The Olympians win. There's no way the Olympians don't just dominate every leg.
I totally agree. I think this could be a Nick and Star type season.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They were put on this show to win it.
God, and let's please try to forget last season. Let's make sure that this isn't fucking Amy and Maya coming in out of nowhere winning this fucking thing.
You know what, though? I kind of like just the total upset the last episode.
Yeah, but even... I feel like we didn't even get to know Amy and Maya. Like
I was gonna say, you know what? My only complaint is that I never thought they were gonna have a winner's edit. Didn't have a winner's edit. But then again, maybe the producers had caught on that, we had caught on that certain teams that felt like their edit meant that they were going to win the season.
Yeah, but I don't even necessarily say a winner's edit. Just introduce us to the team. We didn't mm-hmm. even know Amy and Maya existed until like leg eight or nine.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're just there. They're there taking up space because Misty and Jim are winning this.
Mm-hmm.
Or Adam and Bethany. But for Amy and Maya to just come out of the fucking blue and win, I don't know. I appreciate the fact of them trying to surprise us as viewers, but at the same time, let us get to know the winners so that we don't feel completely ripped off at the end of the season.
I hear you.
That's my advice to the editors who obviously listen to this program.
They absolutely should.
I don't know why anybody wastes their time listening to this anyway. Don't give our secret away. Oh my God. People are going to find out we're talentless boobs. What else do we have to talk about?
I mean, that's all the rally that's on my plate right now.
The Amazing Race and Survivor start Wednesday.
Yeah, there's honestly, and here's a question I have. Why doesn't anybody counter program the Oscars?
Because it's suicide.
I disagree. I feel like if I had a choice, I'm not a big Oscars guy, to be honest.
I'm just gonna Google Oscar ratings. Last year's had a total viewership of 43.7 million.
Here's the thing. I think sometimes that stuff is by default because there's nothing else to capture the audience on at the same time.
Yeah.
I've always argued this, right? Like, for certain things, I would absolutely run a new episode of something on another channel.
AMC's doing it with The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I was about to say, you mean to tell me if ESPN, let's say NBC, CBS had screwed it, we're going to run a college basketball game opposite the Oscars. I guarantee they get a ton of ratings because every other guy that doesn't want to watch the Oscars would be watching that college basketball game.
That's probably true. That's probably somewhat true.
Yeah. Definitely some networks should counter-program them.
But at the same time, it probably costs so much to bring a basketball game and coordinate that they almost need a guarantee that they're going to have so many viewers, and I don't think they can have that. I just think that Oscars is
set up. I mean, most of these networks have rights to all these sports leagues anyways. At first, I would run The Good Wife or something like that opposite the – people, I would – it's like you're almost forced to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. But you can't argue with 43.7 million people tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
You really can't. Because they're tuning in maybe because there's nothing on. But honestly, if there's nothing on that I want to watch, I'm not going to just default to anything, let alone just the Oscars. I mean, I'm making an effort to watch The Walking Dead live tonight.
Yeah, I'm watching Netflix. Yeah. Something on Netflix will get watched.
It ain't going to be House of Cards.
Unfortunately.
Oh, that's too bad that you got your hopes up and
I know.
They were dashed.
It was totally dashed.
You should have never did a podcast with me tonight, Trevor.
You know what? It would just upset me when I loaded up Netflix and I was like, wait a second. Because I saw it on Friday. I was like, recently added House of Cards. I was like, yes. I was like,
yeah.
I even paused and was like, no, don't start watching it yet. You're going to want to have 3 or 4 hours to watch it.
It was probably released to your TV specifically on Friday. And they're like, that son of a bitch didn't watch it. Take it away. Actually, the House of Cards did get accidentally released here about 2.5 weeks ago. It was on there for like 5 minutes. People got to see the first 5 minutes. They had accidentally released it.
And then they stopped.
And then they stopped. Yep.
How brutal would that be? Oh, 5 minutes into the episode.
Yeah.
All of a sudden your Netflix goes out.
Yep. That's exactly what happened. Oh, well, so should we get out of here for the week?
Sure.
We'll be back next week, though, sometime at some point after the Amazing Race and Survivor air. to recap those shows.
Absolutely.
How can people get a hold of you, Trevor?
They catch you at TrevorRFFRadio.com.
I'm Rob at RFFRadio.com, Twitter.com/RobRFF. And that's really the best way to honestly get a hold of me and follow everything I do. Twitter.com/RobRFF or Facebook.com/RobRFF. Guys, thanks for listening. Trevor, thank you for doing a show tonight.
Absolutely.
It's kind of a short notice show because the week is kind of crazy again, but we will catch you back here soon, guys. Have a great week. We'll see you soon.